Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us begin by singing Psalter 370, stanzas 1 and 2. How good and pleasant is the sight when brethren make it their delight to dwell in blessed accord. And what follows in the second stanza of also of Psalter 370.
Congregation, the portion of God's Word that we wish to read together in this morning hour, you can find recorded in the prophecies of Amos, thereof the third chapter. Amos chapter 3. Hear this word that the Lord had spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he had no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth, where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth, and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord had not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants the prophets. The lion had roared, who will not fear? The Lord had spoken, who can but prophesy? Published in the palaces of Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, said the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, an adversary there shall be even round about the land, and he shall bring down thy strength from thence, and thy palaces shall be spoiled. Thus said the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out, that dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. Hear ye, and testify in the house of Jacob, said the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day that I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him, I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, said the Lord.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord God of heaven and of earth, it behooves us to begin this year together in thy house of prayer. For thou hast spared us hitherto, and thou hast given unto us our life, and a measure of health and of strength. And we have of ourselves no desire after thee, but it is our form and our custom to begin together before thy countenance. O Lord, wilt thou make it in this day more than a form and a custom? Because we have heard a serious message in the night that is gone by, a message that was brought to a wicked and old world that was steeped in iniquity and sin, but it was because of that wretched unbelief that all men have perished under the preaching of thy word. And then it has and continues to testify against them to all eternity. O Lord, then it is written for our sakes, that it may be for our learning. But when thou blessest it not, and when thou bringest it not in our hearts, then we shall perish even as they. When that ark that is set before us for safety day after day and week after week, then it is our wretched unbelief by which we see no need, and therefore we have also no desire. O Lord, we beseech thee, in the beginning of this new year, when we may be gathered in this morning hour, or if it is even but a form and custom, and then it is a right form and custom before thee. But wilt thou make it more in this morning hour? Oh, that thou would open our poor blind eyes that we may see, and that we may be given a new life, that we may be given to see what our state and condition is by nature, and that thou would grant us that holy urgency, as thou hast even spoken it unto thy servant Lot, a haste for thy life's sake. O Lord, could it please thee even in the beginning of this year, in this day when we are together, that thy word may go forth with a great power? Then it is not possible from our own side, for we are but men, but it is possible from thy side. Oh, we beseech thee then for that irresistible power of thy Spirit in this day and in the time that lies before us, whereof all things are from our side so uncertain, but from thy side they are decreed from a never begun eternity. And thou knowest everything at the end from the beginning, although from our side it is all hidden. But Lord, when we may but know not the future, but the God of the future, then we may have everything. Oh, we beseech thee then, Lord, in whose power it is to change us, in whose power it is to work mightily, that thou would do it for thy great and holy name's sake, when there is no reason from our side that thou shouldest look upon us. For thou knowest how that we have spent the year that is gone by. Thou knowest what it is, what it shall be also in the year to come. Though we may have the best intentions before thy face in this morning hour, that we would make it different in our life, and that we would walk in a new, that we would walk in a different pathway. But thou knowest that all men and all that lives within our hearts. And then it is not possible for a man who is dead in sins and in trespasses to change his own heart and to change his own ways. For we sin because we are sinners. O Lord, then we need to be born again, and we need to be renewed by thee, O Lord. And we beseech thee that thou may remember us and our dear children, because the time is short, and Satan, he goes about as an angel of light and also as a roaring lion. And as an angel of light, so it has been in the time that is past. But we must fear that that roaring lion is going to go before us in such a near future. For we see in all the land that is round about us, and that the forces do gather against thee and against thy people. O Lord, then who shall be able to stand in those dread days, when that tribulation and anguish shall come even as thou hast said, and that it shall be as it never was before? O Lord, could it please thee to give us new hearts that shall be able to stand in that day by a true and a living faith? Oh, that thou may give us to seek thee, who art the God of the heavens and of the earth. For if we may know thee and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, then we do have life eternal. Oh, that thou may look then upon us in all the need of our souls. Then there are no names for us to mention in the beginning of this year, of those that thou hast taken out of our congregation. But Lord, we know not what is lying before us. Oh, that thou may cause our hearts to understand. Wilt thou look upon each and every one of us in all the needs and all the cares that are before us in this year? For thou knowest the fathers in the support of their families. And then it can be that there are concerns, that there are worries, and that there are many burdens that thou would cause also a place to be found at thy footstool. And that also these cares may be laid before thee. And the mothers also in their homes, the parents in the bringing up of our children. O Lord, grant unto us an honesty and a faithfulness before thee. Oh, that we may know how to bring them up, and that we also may receive more diligence before thee, and because Satan, he would seek our youth, that thou may remember our school, and all those that labor therein, that thou may supply for teachers before the children day by day. And all the needs that are connected to it, the administration, the school board, the bus drivers, the volunteers, those that are connected to our school. Lord, that thou may bless all these efforts also in the year to come. And that thou may look upon all thy church. May it be also our own denomination. O Lord, that in years gone by, then thou hast worked mightily. So that there were those who were able to tell what the Lord had done. Oh, that thou would increase that number also among us. And when we have so far also departed from thee in our walk in the midst of this world, O Lord, then we beseech thee that thou wouldst bring us back again, and that thou wouldst bless us with servants out of thy hand also in the year to come. That thou may remember the theological school, the teachers, the students, him that goes forth from week to week already. That thou may give liberty, opening, that thou may give help from day to day also in the studies. And that courage that is necessary to go forward when a man cannot find anything within himself. And then it must needs be by faith that he may receive strength from above. And thou alone art able to give it, because it is a gift of God. Oh, that thou may remember us then as a curatorium also in the coming months. Could it please thee to work with might and with power, to send forth more servants into thy vineyard, that thy church may be served, and that thy church may be built, and that thy kingdom may come here below. Look thou upon all thy children. Increase their number, but also increase their knowledge. The knowledge of self and the knowledge of thee. And that they may come more and more to know. And that from this tree no fruit forever. But that everything may be received in and through thy only begotten Son. Wilt thou look upon those that labor over the length and breadth of this whole world, especially where there are persecutions for the sake of thy holy and great name? Then, Lord, thou knowest where that they are, where thy truth is, where that thy people are. O Lord, that thou may remember in all the trials and the tribulations, and that they may receive a steadfastness, that they may also receive that crown, and that thou wilt give to all those that do overcome. Lord, could it please thee to remember us as a congregation, us as a consistory, that thou may give to us wisdom as we meet from month to month, and as we go about our labors from week to week in the midst of our flock. Lord, that thou may give wisdom, and that thou may give thy spirit in a rich measure, and that thou may give us also a strength, for thou knowest all of our needs. Thou knowest our weakness, O Lord, and thou hast given unto this us this this affliction. But we beseech thee, if it could be according to thy mind and will, that thou wouldst increase our strength, that we may be enabled to do all the labors in the midst of this our flock, as heretofore. But wilt thou grant us that blessed agreement with thee in all things? Wilt thou bless the means that we do use? And all those that are weak and that are sick and that are frail, that have become old, remember those that mourn, and they also must go forward. But Lord, thou knowest that sometimes they feel the impossibility of going forward. O Lord, that thou may be on their right and on their left hand in this year to come, and that they may feel day by day that thy nearness and thy help, and could it please thee to be a friend unto them that sticketh closer than a brother. Look thou upon the children and the youth. Oh, that thou may grant them in the days of their youth to remember their Creator. And because the time is short, and as soon then the grasshopper shall become a burden. And then thy servant did say that they are days wherein there is no more desire. O Lord, we beseech thee then, and that thou may open the eyes of our children and our youth, and that their young bones may be given unto the Lord, and that they may desire to make that choice of Moses in the days of their youth, rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, and that thou may go before those that mourn. Remember them in this day and in the day of tomorrow. And when a beloved mother and grandmother must be laid in the grave, and that thou may supply, O Lord, in all this need. And wilt thou look upon us also in this morning hour when we are called to bring a little portion of thy holy word. Lord, strengthen us, for we are weak. And that thou may give a little freedom and a little liberty in the preaching of thy word. And that thou thyself may grant thy blessing for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 415, stanzas 3 and 6. Call to mind, O Lord Jehovah, tender mercies manifold, and thy store of loving kindness, which has ever been of old. And what follows, we announce the condolences for the family of Mrs. Jacoba van der Knijf of the Lethbridge congregation, who passed away on Tuesday. It will be held this evening from 7:30 to 9 o'clock in the Lethbridge Church. The funeral is scheduled for tomorrow, Saturday morning, at 10 o'clock, also in the Lethbridge Church. Psalter 415, stanzas 3 and 6. Thank you. Beloved congregation, it is our custom at the beginning of the new year, and that we do wish one another the blessings of the Lord. And so, and we also, on behalf of the consistory in this morning, would also wish for each one of you the blessings of the Lord for body and for soul in this year to come. Of course, a wish that is a desire of our heart that may be expressed for one another, but a wish really is so weak, is it not? Because that wish may live within our hearts, but it is not able actually to accomplish anything. It is not able to give one another anything. But if that wish may now become a prayer, then it becomes so different. Why? Because a prayer that is something that can have so much power, that is not, of course, in itself, but a prayer that is now given by the Lord is a prayer that is also heard by the Lord and a prayer that is answered by the Lord. Therefore, may we also be given and that our wishes for one another may become also supplications for one another before the throne of grace. But then we have not only desires that are expressed for one another, but then we have also desires that may be living within our own hearts. You have them, two children, young people, maybe for this year to come, that you say, I hope that such and such, I wish that such and such. Well, what is now living within your heart in this morning with desires for this year? We wish to consider something of this together out of the Word of God. That is, out of that portion that was read to you, Amos chapter 3, and thereof the third verse. Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So far, the words of our text, which speaks about walking together. And we wish to consider that in two thoughts. First, what it means to walk together. That is, we read, can two walk together? And secondly, what is necessary to walk together, which we find in the second part, except they be agreed. Thus, walking together, what it means to walk together, and second, what is necessary to walk together. Can two walk together? Thus, Amos is the prophet of the Lord. And when Amos says, can two walk together, then Amos is drawing for us a picture. It is a beautiful picture. It is a picture of two persons, two children maybe, two women, two girls, two boys, two men, two persons. They are walking together. And that is, congregation, such a pleasant sight when persons walk together, because then we see a picture of harmony. Then we see a picture of unity. David, he says, behold, how pleasant and how good it is when brethren may walk together in unity. Is that also so in our midst? Is it so in your families that you may walk so together? Children, is that so in your family? Brothers and sisters, that you may walk together, that there is harmony, that there is unity. Fathers, mothers, may also this be this unity, this blessed walking together, be seen among you from your children, by your grandchildren. Is it so, congregation, here in our own flock, that there may be such a walking together also in our midst? Walking together, that is a very great blessing, because then there is no tension, then there is no strife. Walking together is very productive. That is, when we see the sun that is shining on the plants, and then at the same time, then there is also by times rain, and that is giving water to those plants, and then that sun and that rain, they, as it were, they are walking together. And then there is the ability for that plant to receive nourishment and to grow. Thus, walking together, that is necessary for the fulfillment of great purposes in this world, so that we may be able to accomplish things walking together that we are not able to accomplish walking alone. But congregation, see also those Emmaus travelers. And when we see those two men, we see two men who are walking together. And when we see them walking together, then we understand that is more than that they are just walking side by side. But those men, they are walking there with one heart, we read in the Word of God. And when there may be such a walking together, and then there is also a laying before one another our burdens, a sharing with one another our crosses, and an upholding of one another in all our disappointments and in all of our needs and cares that are in this life. And we see a stranger, he approaches those two men. And those two men are not so happy with this. And why? Because, well, they are afraid. They are afraid that unity that is going to be broken, because they do not know who that this man is, and they do not know if they shall be able to walk together with him. It is, congregation, a wonder that it is still possible in this world that men would walk together, that there should be any agreement, that there should be any unity in this world. But the Lord, in his common grace, still gives that there may be such a walking together in this world. Can two walk together? Who is speaking? Well, we read that this is Amos. And Amos is the prophet of the Lord. And thus Amos, he is bringing unto the people of the Lord the word of the Lord himself. And Amos is now drawing this picture. He says, can two walk together? No, congregation, it is not Amos that is drawing this picture, but it is the Lord himself. By the inspiration of his Holy Spirit, the Lord himself that is drawing this picture of two persons, they are walking together. But what is now the purpose of the Lord when he draws this picture of which each and every one of us are so familiar? Well, the Lord, He speaks about something else. And what does He speak about? He says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. So who are those two that the Lord is speaking about? Then He does not speak about two men that are in this world that may walk together. But who does He now mention? He says, you only have I known. Thus, who are those two? That is not two men in this world. But the Lord, He says, it is you. And He says, it is I. You and I. And then He speaks about these two walking together. He speaks about Himself walking together with His people. Thus He speaks about a walking together of God and man. And we wish, congregation, just to stop here a moment. That is the Lord, the God of heaven and of earth, our Maker, our Creator, who speaks about a walking together of God and of man. Is that not a wonder? What do you think, children? Would that not be something? If in this year to come, then it were to be that you were to walk together with God. Do you know someone in the Bible that walked with God? You say Enoch, yes. We read about Abraham, that the Lord appeared to Abraham. And we know those angels, they went down to Sodom, where Lot was. But the Lord, He stayed behind. And then the Lord Himself did walk together, did commune, did speak unto Abraham. Just as a man speaks to his friend, that Abraham may commune with God. Congregation, such was the height of our creation. Just the possibility. Can you commune, children, with the animals? Say, we cannot do that. Because those animals, they are of a completely different kind. They are of a completely different image. They have a communication among themselves, yes. But they cannot communicate to us. We cannot walk together with them. We can have them walk before us. We can ride upon them. We have dominion over them, but there cannot be communion. And now we see the Lord, He is speaking about communion between Himself and man. So the Lord has created us, even in that communion. Adam in paradise, where we may read that he may hear the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And so we read that Moses, that he may see God face to face. Oh, the height of our creation. And now the Lord, he says, can two walk together? Why does the Lord say this? Well, the Lord, it is an accusation. It is an accusation. The Lord, he is accusing his people of something. And what is that? He accuses them of breaking that fellowship between themselves and himself. That is a communion that he desired. That is a communion that they have broken. So that they have made it impossible for God to walk with them. Where was that first broken? You say that was first broken in paradise. What broke it? That was sin. And why does sin make it impossible for God to walk with his creature? Because of his holiness. That is impossible that God in his holiness should walk with an unholy man. How is it? How is the congregation now in the beginning, in the first day of this year? Do you feel anything of this? That separation, that broken communion, when you may gather with all your families in these days, and when you may enjoy that blessed communion with one another, oh, do you ever feel something that you say, I may still have one another, but now there is someone that I miss? Did you say that in this morning hour when you rose up from your bed and went upon your knees? Did you say, Oh Lord, it is a new year, and I have entered into this year without God in the world? Because that is what the Lord is convincing his people of. When the Lord will give you children a heart to fear him, oh, then you will say in your heart, where is the Lord? Where is my Maker? Where is my Creator? Who is my Maker? Then the Lord will give to you a grief, and he will show you the cause why that God, he cannot walk with you. He will give you a desire that you may walk with him again. But congregation, Amos is not speaking here about the broken communion in the fall. No, Amos is speaking here, and the Lord is speaking through Amos about the breaking of a different communion. He is speaking of the breaking of a communion after the fall. You say, what does that mean? How is that now possible? Well, it is only possible when the Lord has already restored that communion with himself after the fall. Thus, it is the Lord who says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Thus the Lord says, I have known you. The Lord says, I have restored you into my own blessed communion. You have I known. You have I walked with again. And that is not true of all the people in the whole world. That is not true of every nation that is in this world. But the Lord says that so specifically. He says, you only You only of all the families of the earth. Thus the Lord says, you are unto me a chosen generation. You are a select people. You are those with whom I had a desire to commune. And because I had such a desire, I have overcome all the barriers which have stood between me and thee in order that I may have communion with thee again. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. I have sent my son. You say he did not come yet. No. And yet he was sent already from the foundation of the world. Then it could not be otherwise. Thus Amos, by the Spirit of the Lord, he speaks about the Son of God. He speaks about that surety that the Lord has sent in order that he may take away what is standing in between. Then he is speaking when he says, you only have I known. Then he is speaking about that price that was to be paid by that surety, and that was in the sight of the Lord already paid. Or then he speaks about that blessed Savior that was to come, and that reconciliation, the taking away of the anger and the wrath of God, so that he could look upon that people again. You only have I known. And then he speaks about the working of that Spirit of the Lord, so that it is not only from the side of the Lord that communion that may be restored, but it is also in that people themselves. Then he speaks about the overcoming of all the opposition that is living in the heart of that natural rebellious man. Then he speaks about the cleansing, the washing away of sin, that he may cleanse them, that he may sanctify them, in order that he may receive them again into his own communion. And now this blessed fellowship, this blessed communion with his own people, with his own children, the Lord, he says, you have broken this after all the blessings of grace that I have given unto you. How have you done that? You have done that by your sin. Can two walk together? He says, no, two cannot walk together. Not in this way, why not? We see that in our second thought, what is necessary to walk together. And he says that can two walk together except they be agreed? That's what is necessary to walk together. Then there must be congregation agreement. There was a time that Paul and Barnabas walked together. And then there came a time that they could not walk together anymore. And why not? Because there was a contention. There was a sharp contention that has come between them. You see what sin has brought into this world, that even God's children themselves, by times, they cannot find it that they are able to walk together. Those who are united in true saving faith, there is a time that is coming when all of those contentions, they are going to be done away. And then that blessed faith that is uniting that church, that is going to prevail. and that they are going to be able to walk together in the light of the Lord forever and forever. Congregation, to truly walk together, then we must be in agreement. We, of course, we say, well, we can still walk together when there is a certain disagreement, and that is true, because we do not agree as sinful fallen men in this world in everything. And yet you say, well, there are certain things then that we leave, and we can still walk together in congregation. That is a blessing. But certainly then there is not that unity on those points. And if matters are too serious, and if matters are too important, then what happens? Then we cannot walk together anymore. And young people, we would like to stop here for a moment, because there are those of you who are also ready to make one of the most important decisions in your whole life. And what decision is that? That is, with whom shall I walk together now for the rest of my life? And now we ask you this question in this morning. Can two walk together except they be agreed? That is the question of the Lord. And there are so many young people that have thought that they could walk together with this person or with that person, only later to find out that they cannot walk together. And why not? Not because, well, there are many little things that they cannot agree on, but because they thought they could put two religions on one pillow. And congregation, young people, that is not so. And you may try to walk together for a little while, and then children are coming into this world, and then you will find out for yourself that two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Oh, we hope that in these most important decisions in your life, that you will be given a place to bow your knees before the Lord and to ask the Lord for guidance, that the Lord may show you His own way. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Man, he cannot find real communion with the Lord except congregation in agreement. David had no communion for 9 months. And why? Because his life that was not in agreement with the statutes and with the commandments of the Lord. Then there cannot be communion. That is what we read here. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. What is that punishment that the Lord says that He is going to bring because of this? He says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Congregation, thus Those words, they are a declaration of the punishment of the Lord. The chastisement of the Lord to His own people, to His own children, because of sin. And then the Lord says, I will go unto my place until they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. What affliction? That hiding of my face. In that affliction, they will seek me early. And now, how is it with us? We have a disagreement. And then we sit down together. We talk together. We hope we can do that. When there is a disagreement. And then we come to understand one another. And maybe there is some giving and there is some taking. And then finally we can come into an agreement. And then we can walk together once again. The congregation, how is that now with the Lord? How is that with the Lord? Well, we read that James, he says, there is in him no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Thus he is unchangeable, unchangeable. Job, he says he is of one mind, and who can turn him? And thus, congregation, there is only one way. If there is no agreement between our heart and the Lord, then we cannot expect that we can ask the Lord to come into agreement with us in order that we should walk together again. But then it is us, our heart, that needs to be brought into agreement with the Lord. That is the only way. Let us sing. 419, stanza 2, a mighty stream of foul transgression prevails from day to day. But Thou, O God, in great compassion, will purge my guilt away. The second stanza of Psalter 419. can two walk together except they be agreed? Thus we have, congregation, the real impediment that is breaking that communion and that blessed walking together between the Lord and His creature, and between the Lord and His church, and that is disagreement. And what man can now bring himself into agreement with the Lord? Who can do that? Because we are sons and daughters of Adam, and it is with Adam and that this disagreement has begun. And then if the Lord, He will impose His will on us, then how does it go in our heart? And then we are like that bullock that is unaccustomed to the yoke, and we would throw off that yoke of God. But as long as there is no agreement, then there is also no walking with Him. But congregation, when the Lord breaks it, then how different it becomes. And it is only because the Lord desires that communion with His children that the Lord is pursuing them, and that the Lord is breaking, bending their will to make them a willing people in the day of His own power. Can two walk together except they be agreed? What is now our desire? When we have entered into this new year, or is there anything in this morning hour that is living in your heart that says, "Oh Lord, if that could only be, that I may not only be preserved in this year, and my family, that we may walk together, but if that could be, that I may receive something of that blessed walking together with Thee." Like an Enoch who walked with God. O congregation, what a walking together there is with Him when we are brought into agreement. When a man is brought into agreement with the vanity of this life, did the Lord ever bring you into agreement with King Solomon, inspired by the Spirit of the Lord? Agreement in your heart of hearts, in the bottom of your heart, that you could say with that man, "Vanity, vanity of vanities, all is vanity." And when we have such an agreement in our heart, then there is a walking with the Lord within the house of the Lord. Then there is a receiving of the communion of the Lord, of the blessing of the Lord in His house. When we agree, vanity of vanities, oh, then that house of the Lord that becomes for us a sanctuary in the midst of this world, so that I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in those tents of wickedness. Vanity of vanities. Do you agree? Do you agree with the Lord, congregation? Because then there is a walking with Him day by day. Will you do your work then? Oh, yes, you will. fathers, they will go out to their labors in the midst of this world. But then it shall be vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Then it will be with a heart that has a treasure in heaven. Then it will be as using this world, but not abusing it. And then, mothers, you will be in your labors in the midst of your families. Or then you will try to provide everything that is necessary, yes. But when that agreement with the Lord, vanity of vanities that is living in your heart, then it shall be known also by your children. It shall be known by your grandchildren. When there is such an agreement, then there is also a walking with the Lord when we are upon our knees. Then we receive a place that we may lay before the Lord the greatest desires and the greatest needs that are living within our hearts. And then that little secret place where we may have found in this life that is away from every man in this world, when it is only between the Lord and our soul, oh, that shall become for us young people such a little sanctuary. What a delight to that people. And not only a delight to that people, but it is a delight to the Lord himself. How do we know that? But what does the Lord say to his church? He says, I have somewhat against thee. Why? Because thou hast left thy first love. Because that first love that was delightful also to the Lord. And we can say, reverently speaking, that the Lord, he is desirous that he may walk together with that people. But when there is no agreement, then congregation, that is not possible. Of ourselves, there is no agreement with the law of the Lord, with the commandments of the Lord, and then there cannot be communion, because our conscience is speaking, and our conscience is loudly proclaiming to us that you are knowingly walking against the will and the way of the Lord. But when the Lord now makes our soul to agree with that blessedness of his law, then there is a blessed walking together with him. Because then we are of one mind with him. And then the statutes of the Lord, congregation, they are our delight. And great peace, says David, have they that love thy law, can to walk together, except they be agreed. What does Paul say? He says, to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, that is life. That is peace. Why? Because that spiritual mindedness, what is that? Well, that is agreement. That is agreement with the Lord. Because there is in the Lord nothing that is carnal, earthly, sensual. Is it not so, people of the Lord? Does the Lord condescend to walk with your soul, to speak unto your soul, as your soul is with Solomon going out into all the idol temples of this world? Or is it not so, that in such times that you have to say that it is so dry, that it is so barren, and that I have to miss that blessed communion, that blessed walking with the Lord? But how blessed are those seasons when the Lord is stirring up his own work, that there may be a spiritual mindedness. Oh, how blessed for the walking with the Lord in the midst of this world can two walk together, except they be agreed, and then not only in our mind, no, to have a spiritual mindedness, but also in our will, because when we are fretting against all the ways that the Lord is leading us in this world, O congregation, when Jonah could not agree, he could not agree that the Lord should leave that enemy in the land of the living to be a scourge unto his people Israel, when he could not agree, well, then there is no walking with the Lord. But on the other hand, O Eli, he can say it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good, and then it is so good. Because then a man, though the Lord comes against him in everything, or so it can seem, as Jacob said, all these things are against me. But when there may be a coming into agreement, like David, when he said, bring back the ark of God into the city, if the Lord delight in me, then he will bring me to see both it and that city again. But if he say thus, I have no delight in thee, then here I am. Let him do what seemeth good unto him. Oh, they are not the worst days. They are not the worst days in the life of God's children. Because then, though the Lord seem to come against us, then there still may be an agreement and a blessed walking with him. Can two walk together, except they be agreed? Congregation, may you ever come into blessed agreement with the Lord, that there may be a walking together with him. The Lord Jesus, he says, agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest he deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. Oh, who, congregation, has become our adversary? Who has become our adversary? Do you ever feel that, children? That is the Lord himself. That is the Lord himself, because of sin. Do you ever feel that? That you say, the Lord, he is against me. And now there is but one way, the Lord says. You must agree with him. You must agree with him quickly whilst thou art in the way with him. What is that? Well, we read of that thief. He said, we indeed justly, because we received the due reward of our deeds. O congregation, to come on the side of the Lord, to come on the side of the Lord, there is no more blessed thing, no more blessed place that we may receive in our whole life. Judah, he said, what shall we say unto my Lord? And what shall we speak? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. We are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom that cup is found. Blessed agreement. Blessed agreement. That was worked by that Joseph, and blessed agreement that is worked by that greater Joseph. Oh, do you say in this morning, Lord, bring me there. Oh, give me that place now, in this year, that it may be for me also a special year that is to come. But we have one more most blessed agreement to speak about for a moment. what is now the most blessed agreement that a person can come into with the Lord in his life. Do you know what agreement that is? That is the agreement, congregation of a Naaman. That is the agreement of a Naaman. Of a leprous Naaman. Did not agree. But he was brought into agreement. To do what? Just to go down and to wash. Maybe you say, maybe you have said already in this morning hour, Lord, I'm going to turn. I'm going to do it different because I know my life that is wrong. There is a bosom sin. There is a following after the world. And now from this moment, Lord, I'm going to change it. Congregation, that is good. That is good. But it is not yet in that full agreement with the Lord. Because the Lord, he says, wherefore will ye spend money for that which is not bread? And wherefore will ye spend your labor for that which satisfieth not? But he said, hearken. Hearken diligently. Listen to me. Hearken diligently unto me. And eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Oh, he says, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And how? That is not with all our efforts, no. Oh, may the Lord instruct us therein. But that is without money and without price. And now, congregation, that is such a blessed agreement. That is the most blessed agreement that we can receive with the Lord in our whole life. That is to agree that from this tree there can never come forth any good fruit. That is to agree with that holy word of God who said, I have created you in my communion in great blessedness. You have rebelled, and that there is nothing, there is absolutely nothing that is able to come from your side anymore. And then that blessed agreement by the Spirit of the Lord to receive everything, to receive everything. As a wretched, as a miserable, and as an undone sinner, out of free and sovereign grace. Oh, blessed, blessed agreement, when we may say nothing, in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Congregation, what will we experience there? Then we will experience there a walking with the Lord. As never man as is able to walk with him. Oh, an agreement, a blessed agreement to honor, to magnify, and to glorify his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son, and him alone. Him alone. O congregation, may the Lord bless his word. May the Lord give to us in this year a holy desire, an urgency for the sake of our life. It is, congregation, so free. It is so free. And we heard last night such a solemn, solemn word. And there are no names for us to read in this morning that have been taken out of our midst. But we do not know what shall be next year. Who will be missing? Who will be missing? And you say that is for other people. Have you not a soul? And says not the Lord in his own word that it is without money? And that is without price. Oh, say, Lord, bring me to agree. Bring me to agree. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Bring me to agree. With the love of thy law, with the love of thy word, bring me to agree that there is nothing that can ever come forth from me. Bring me to agree that thou art just, that thou art righteous in all thy ways. And bring me to agree that I may receive it out of the hand of him who has said it is finished. It is finished. O Lord, you may bring it back to him. Children, you may bring it back to him, his own word, to say, Lord, can two walk together except they be agreed? Wilt thou grant me such an agreement that I may also walk together with thee in this year? In this year. But not in this year only, but one day, forever and forever. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou grant thy blessing? Who can bring himself into agreement with thee? That is thy own work, O Lord, and we are accused. And it is a right accusation. For who can put his hand in his bosom and take it out clean? But we can only beseech of thee to give unto us what we cannot give unto ourselves. Wilt thou remember us then when we part from one another, that thou would cause us to seek to enter into that ark while that door is still open and while the preaching still goes forth, and that thou may remember us young and old for time and eternity for Jesus' sake. Amen. We will sing from Psalter 203, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5, and after we ask the congregation to please remain seated. Psalter 203, 1, 2, 3, and 5. In sweet communion, Lord, with thee, I constantly abide. My hand thou holdest in thy own to keep me near thy side. 1, 2, 3, and 5 of Psalter 203.
Reverend Ten Hollander, it is a custom that on behalf of the congregation and the consistory, we speak a word to you also in the beginning of this new year, and it is upon my shoulders that it is my duty to do this, which I do with pleasure. And then we come to the new year, and then, yeah, it lies before us, a way that we do not know. It is a new year that we stand in front of and we say, yeah, what shall it bring us? And then often when these thoughts come, we look back and we say, what is behind us? And we sort of test on what will come in front of us, what will be before us. And then when we look back for a year, then we see, yeah, you had struggling with your health, and often you looked up against things, and then you say, how shall it go in the future? What shall it now be? What shall it now bring? And then I thought, yeah, that is so true. But when we now look back also, then we can also say that the Lord has brought you here, that the Lord has brought you upon that pulpit. When we go back many years, and then you can say how the Lord has brought you upon that pulpit, that it was His way. And also how He has brought you to Fort McLeod. That was also His way. And then when we see that how we are in His way, sometimes it's not easy. But when we think of that now for being in His way, then we can also think of in His hand. When we now be in His way, we may be in His hand. And what is now more tender than to know to be in the Lord's hand? Then He holds everything in His hand. The good that comes our way, the difficulties that come, but we are in His hand. Even David, when he knew of the ways of the Lord, when he had sinned so much against the Lord, and in the end the Lord gave him a choice, and then he said, let me fall in the hand of the Lord. Even that was better than the hand of man. And that is now so with all of, if we may now may know the hand of the Lord, that is now a way. And then you have said it so much in this morning hour, that agreement, that will. Then it is also our wish that you may receive much what is necessary this coming year, and that you may now receive strength out of in His way, in His will, in His hand. And we wish that also, Mrs. Den Hollander, that you may receive that also in this year, and the children and congregation. Then it speaks also unto us. Are we in His way? Are we now in His way? If we are not in His way, then we shall not be in His hand in a way that is where we can now, once we will be in His hands, but outside of Christ, God will be a consuming fire. And then it is that we fall in His left hand, and then His hand shall be as a judgment over us. We may yet come together as a congregation. We may yet have His word from Sabbath day to Sabbath day. Seek to be in the Lord's way. Do not leave your place empty. Seek His way. You say, what is His way? His way is in His word. His way is brought from week to week. We may have it. And that is where the Lord will grant yet that His working will be, His dealings, and that we may yet seek that day by day, and that we may yet ask, Lord, show me Thy way and lead me in Thy path. And only then we can be in His hand. And then also that we may yet lay the needs of our minister before the Lord, that our minister, Reverend Den Hollander, that you may receive Sabbath day to Sabbath day, that opening to bring His word, that it may yet be the full counsel of God, where sinners may yet be converted unto Him, and that Thy people, that His people may yet be comforted, that the Lord may give you strength in this year, that He may give what you stand in need of, and that we as consistory may work in unity together to His honor, to His glory, and to the well-being of the congregation and of the souls. May the Lord grant that so in His favor. Congregation, instead of the doxology, let us sing from Psalter 445, standing the stanzas 3 and 4. Jehovah is thy keeper, a shade on thy right hand, thy safety to command. The moon by night, the sun by day, shall not afflict thee or smite thee, but with their radiance light thee. The third and the fourth stanzas of 445, let us do it standing. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Moons, for your words, and also to the consistory for all your help in this way continually. And also a word to you, congregation, because we do feel very much our shortcomings every day. And to be a minister to you and to be a shepherd unto you. And then it is not out of lack of desire, but the Lord seems to withhold the strength. And I would like to acknowledge you all for your patience and for your continued very generous support for myself and for my family. And we hope that the Lord may bless and sanctify the feeble means, and that he may still convert sinners in our midst. Receive now the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.